Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to the movie industry, we all love a good death from time to time. There's no better way to add that emotional full stop than somebody kicking the bucket. But not everyone enjoys these deaths, least of all the actors playing them, some of which really didn't like how they exited the big screen. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 actors who hated their own movie death scenes. Number 10, Tandiwe Newton, Solo, A Star Wars Story. Now, Tandiwe Newton appears in Solo, A Star Wars Story as Val, the wife of outlaw Tobias Beckett. And in the film, Val sacrifices herself by detonating a bomb to help her husband and the others escape. And if her demise seemed strangely hasty, that's precisely because it was. The actress revealed in a recent interview that Val was originally supposed to fall off the train platform, leaving the door open for her to return in a future film. But hurried on-set rewrites due to the movie's intense production schedule changed plans dramatically, and Newton went on to voice her displeasure at Val's death. I remember at the time thinking, this is a big, big mistake. Not because of me, not because I wanted to come back. You don't kill off the first black woman to ever have a real role in a Star Wars movie. Like, are you f***ing joking? And when you put it like that, yeah, she's got a bit of a point. Number 9. Jamie Kennedy, Scream 2. The Scream franchise's fan-favorite movie geek Randy Meeks meets his unfortunate, brutal demise midway through the second movie, a fate which bummed out not only fans but also actor Jamie Kennedy himself. In a recent interview, Kennedy said that as much as he enjoyed working on Scream 2, he wasn't too fond of Randy's gory death. "I love some of my monologues in Scream 2. I love that Randy got to do a lot, but I hated that he died. It also made a huge impact, so even though I hate it, somebody had to die, it made it talked about that I did." Thankfully, Kennedy got something of a consolation prize as he was able to make a beyond the grave appearance in Scream 3, where Randy pre-recorded a videotape warning Sydney and company that anyone could die this time around. And while it seems unlikely, don't be totally shocked if Kennedy somehow reappears in the upcoming fifth film. Number 8. Bryan Cranston, Godzilla. Though Gareth Edwards' 2014 Godzilla movie was generally well received, just about everybody complained that despite being marketed as a major character, Bryan Cranston's scientist Joe Brody is killed off at the end of the first act. Joe gets mortally wounded by one of the escaping creatures, at which point his decidedly less interesting son Ford becomes the outright protagonist. Discussing the film shortly after its release, Cranston couldn't disagree with critics or fans who felt like killing Joe off so early was definitely the wrong call. He said, "I knew it when I read it. I said, oh, page 50, this character who was supposed to be the emotional core at the center that was guiding the audience in the story up to that point, he dies? What a waste." Number 7. Jessica Alba, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. In 2007's Fantastic Four sequel, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Sue Storm is fatally impaled by Dr. Doom, and though she is eventually brought back to life by the Silver Surfer, it's still a scene which actress Jessica Alba cannot stand. Alba explained in a 2010 interview that director Tim Story's less than savory notes on her performance made her question her entire place in the industry. She said, "Story said, it looked too real, it looks too painful. Can you be prettier when you cry? Cry pretty, Jessica. He was like, don't do that thing with your face, just make it flat, we can add CGI tears in later. Naturally, no actor giving it their all in a scene wants to be told that their raw emotions aren't pretty enough, or to let a VFX house do the heavy lifting in post-production, so her frustrations here are certainly understandable. Number 6. Yaphet Kotto, Live and Let Die. The James Bond franchise generally tries to give its villains memorable deaths, and few are more iconic or hilarious than that of Live and Let Die's Dr. Kananga. At the end of the film, 007 forces the antagonist to swallow a compressed gas pellet typically used in shark guns, which promptly causes Kananga's body to comically balloon up, fly out of the shark tank, and then explode in midair. As amusing as it is, it's insanely silly even for the standards of the Moore-era Bond, and Kotto himself, a serious actor who had previously appeared on Broadway, didn't much care for such a ridiculous demise. He said, "The way Kananga dies was a joke. The entire experience was not as rewarding as I wanted it to be." And he went on to say this as well. "It was the first Black Bolan villain. I wanted to be original, but there was nothing I could draw on from Tom's script. It was a trap. If I played it the way it was written, every black organization in the world would have been on my case."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Number 5. Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween Resurrection. You won't find many fans of the Halloween franchise who have much love for the 8th entry, Halloween Resurrection. Despite the previous film, Halloween H20, ending with Laurie Strode decapitating Michael Myers with an axe, the sequel reveals that Myers swapped his clothing with a paramedic, allowing Michael to live on and meaning that Laurie, well, just murdered an innocent man. Resurrection then opens with Laurie luring Michael into a psychiatric facility in order to finish him off for good. But after a moment of hesitation as she goes to confirm his identity, Michael stabs her and throws her off the roof to her death. Well, until 2018's Halloween retconned it all anyway, at least. This all came about because Curtis actually wanted to end the series once and for all with H20's seemingly definitive decapitation. But the franchise producer had a clause that meant that the writers couldn't actually kill Michael. As a result, H20's writers had to think of a way that Michael could return in a sequel, and with a solution still not agreed mere weeks before shooting was set to begin, Curtis almost walked away from H20 entirely. Once the paramedic explanation was decided upon, however, Curtis finally agreed to star in H20. As long as the film ended without providing any sequel-baiting hints as to Michael's survival. With these movies being jettisoned from the continuity in recent years, Curtis has held nothing back about her feelings while making them, plainly confirming that her part in Resurrection was effectively an obligation due to the producers refusing to just let the series die with H20. She said, "The idea of H20 was to kind of complete the story. But of course, with the Halloween movies, there's a completion and then there's a completion. I wanted a concrete ending. When Laurie has that axe in her hand, she is saying it's you or me because I'm not running anymore. For me, that was a very important moment and a very important completion. But of course, what we learned, which by the way was not the original intention, was that it wasn't Michael but an innocent man that she had killed. So what I said to them was, if this is in fact how we are going to conclude the movie without the audience knowing, then I have to come back for one more movie, for a very short moment, to conclude Laurie's story. I'm not going to make H20 ambiguous. That was for me the reason I was in Halloween Resurrection. I thought H20 was the correct thing to do at the time. I liked it. Then I had to be in that other thing just to conclude the story, and then I truly thought I would not return to this." Number 4. Steven Seagal, Executive Decision. Classic 1996 action flick Executive Decision features one of the most shocking deaths in movie history, when Steven Seagal's Lieutenant Colonel Austin Travis, widely expected to be a major character in the film, is killed while trying to board the hijacked flight in the first act. Seagal, a major action star at the time, was presented as more of a co-lead alongside Kurt Russell's Dr. David Grant, and his demise proved all the more unexpected as it was his first significant death in a film. According to Seagal's co-stars, Seagal was a disruptive presence on the movie's set, attempting opting to install himself as the shoot's alpha male and refusing to come out of his trailer because he had some misgivings about his death scene. Now, originally Travis was supposed to die when explosive decompression caused his head to explode, but Seagal allegedly held up the production for days by arguing with the director that this wasn't realistic. Come on, Steve, you want to talk about realistic when watching some of your movies? So therefore, a new, more grounded death scene was then hastily scrapped together in order to get the shoot back on track and Seagal back to work. Number 3. Timothy D. Rose, Star Wars The Last Jedi. Star Wars The Last Jedi may have divided fans for many, many reasons, but one of its most heartbreaking moments saw franchise icon Admiral Akbar unceremoniously killed when First Order gunfire blasted him into the vacuum of space. Beyond fans expressing their grief, Timothy D. Rose, who portrayed Akbar in all of his cinematic appearances, lamented both the nature of Akbar's death and the upsetting on-set experience of playing the character for the last time. He said, "We finished all of our bits and they asked me to come down to camera and I thought, oh well, maybe they're going to say thank you for being one of the heritage characters and giving 30 years and all that, but what they did was ask me to look at the camera and say, it's a wrap. I was actually in tears in the suit because I thought, after everything, after hoping there'd be something, after knowing that there wasn't going to be anything else, Akbar's final moment before he went into the box was a big joke about it's a trap. And that was the sum total of my life as Akbar. I disappeared down the back and couldn't come out for a good 30 minutes after that." Number 3. Marion Cotillard, The Dark Knight Rises. Talia al Ghul's death at the end of The Dark Knight Rises is undeniably one of the most widely reviled death scenes of the last decade. Though Talia's death is supposed to be extremely dramatic, many fans felt that Cotillard's performance in that scene, hyperventilating and shaking her head like she's in a pantomime, rendered the scene unintentionally hilarious. The death was ridiculed so much online that word eventually got back to Cotillard herself, who a few years ago mentioned that she wasn't too happy with how it turned out either. "We're all in the same boat," she said, "and if sometimes it gets out of control, then everyone's involved. Sometimes there are failures, and when you see this on screen, you're thinking, why? Why did they keep that take? But either you blame everybody or nobody, because it was tough to be identified just with this scene. When I'm doing the best to find the authenticity in every character that I'm playing, it's tough to be known just for this scene. Yes, it's important to know how to laugh about this, and also there are worse things in life, even if there are things that can hurt you. But I wasn't really affected by this, I just thought the reaction was disproportionate, and it helps to laugh about it. At least she has a good sense of humor, right?" And number 1, William Shatner, Star Trek Generations. Captain Kirk's death in Star Trek Generations should have been an iconic passing of the torch moment, as he handed the reins of the Enterprise over to Captain Picard in earnest. Instead, though, fans were left scratching their heads at the strangely underwhelming nature of Kirk's passing, killed when he's crushed under a bridge while helping Picard stop the villainous Sauron. In an interview a few years ago, Shatner spoke about Kirk's damp squib of a death, confirming that he wasn't too fussed about the character's demise himself. Paramount had decided that the ceiling that they could reach in our box office had been reached, and they thought that by putting in the Next Generation cast that they would reach a higher box office. It was either that I was going to appear and die or that they were just going to say he died, so I chose the more practical of the two. In a separate interview, Shatner said if it were up to him, he would have done something else, but rather than have Kirk die off screen, he chose the lesser of two evils, and I guess at least he got paid for it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.